people. It is the Starship Rokon Show with Anna DeBlancis off for another day of broadcast insolence. Yeah, Kim Jong-un already appeared on the show.
I know. I was going to say, perhaps Kevin Powell can start giving us the North Korean update on medals, too, when you include your Olympic stuff. So just so, because we're all worried about them not getting five.
Right now it appears just one gold and a silver under their belt.
He's not happy.
I apologize, Mr. Un.
One gold and silver! Oh, is it not enough? Well, the guy, there was a guy who, did you see this? There was a guy who knocked over the, he was doing the pole vault.
Oh, God.
And he knocked over the, what do you call that? The stick, the thing.
The pole.
The pole. No, the pole is what they jump on.
They jump.
What is that? What is that thing called?
The bar.
The bar. The bar, right. He knocked over the bar with his private part. That came, he was, look it up.
When you say private part, what do you mean by that, Ro?
Explain it to the kids.
You mean the front or the back?
The front.
Oh.
There's only, that's only a girl would ask a question like that. as far as guys are concerned, there's only one private part, and it's little buddies.
Well, the way you describe it, every girl's going online right now to watch that.
Yeah.
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 I have an update on the North Korea medal count. I miscounted.
Yay.
Okay.
There's seven total.
Yes, it. Seven total.
Two gold, three silver, two bronze.
And it's
apparently that's
disproportionate to any other country its size. It's way ahead in the medal count when you look
at
per capita.
They've got four in weightlifting, one gymnastics, one shooting.
Of course, you got the one shooting. That's not a surprise.
Executioner and table tennis.
Table tennis.
Okay.
Who's got the two? There are two bronze?
There are two bronze, three silver, two gold.
You two bronze! Go stand in the target!
Get the shooter.
Get the shooter.
Or the bomber. Yeah, Kim Jong-un says that he would like his athletes, not what would like, he actually said he'd ordered his athletes to bring back a minimum of five gold medals despite only 31 North Korean athletes competing.
Oh, no.
There's only two? Maybe they can get some spray paint and spray paint the other five that aren't gold and try to trick him or something. I don't know.
Great idea.
I mean, it's worth a try. It's either that or your life, so give it a shot. Ask somebody at Olympic Village to go get some spray paint. Anybody got gold spray paint laying around?
Did you see the North Korean weightlifter after she won the gold, which was huge, said that the first thing I thought about when I knew that I had won was that I had made our beloved leader happy.
Yeah,
so that's the kind of pressure.
Beloved leader. I like the sound of that. It has a nice ring to it.
What's going on there?
Oh, yeah, that's what's going on there.
Well, the weightlifting, you can understand because all that adrenaline they have, you know, going through their body, like, all right, well, it's get gold or my life's.
And then how the weightlifters in the rest of the world are like these big fat guys and women. Not there. They're lean. Right. They're like ants. They're picking up 14 times their body weight.
They're just so motivated with the adrenaline, knowing
exactly
knowing what happens if they don't.
Get in target. You're getting target.
Gotta be something to that.
Oh my gosh, I just watched that video.
Did you see it? See, it kind of was a little shaky at first, but then it's true that
it is true.
That part sort of.
But I love the whatever side I'm on. The lead. The only time a man wishes he had a smaller penis.
So this guy's going over the.
And
what
quite
is it?
Frankly, it wasn't that big. It just was. It was bad.
Just
timing.
Got in the way.
It got in the way. That's the sound. Well, I heard it
seems to be gravity that was the problem, right?
Yeah.
You got a little excited.
So close to it, and just yeah, it was a shame.
And then there was just a little,
devastating.
You know, sort of exactly.
It was like a little blip.
Right. Not the first or the last time that's going to happen. That thing's going to get him in trouble. But that was at least he was even with the bar. So this is a pole vaulter. Where was he from?
Japan.
Mm-hmm. Japanese pole vaulter.
Hiroki Ojita.
Olympic dream crushed because his own manhood knocks the bar off.
I want to tell you something. He has a very small thingy. In Korea, he would have to go by over 10 inches over bar to get clearance of thingy.
Off to the labor camp if he was North Korean.
No, that's okay.
Shame.
No, he said thingy knock over pole is okay.
Oh, it's okay.
In North Korea, not a foul. Considered to be great honor to fearless leader.
Okay. We look at these things differently depending on our background, I suppose. But it looked like his thigh kind of hit it a little bit, but that bar stayed in place, and then the final blow was really dealt by.
Don't say blow. The thing was, as it was going over, that something fell out of his shorts, and then boom, the whole thing's over.
That's you look it up. Bad too. It doesn't sound good.
We're not making this stuff up. You could. Everybody's got their look at your phone.
Everyone except for the North Koreans.
Right.
They don't have
their phones. Right. We're going to talk that one coming up in a few minutes, but. But look at your phone and look up, and this is the unfortunate thing. This is where your Google search history is really going to. That wouldn't do this at work.
Clear your history
Clear
after
your
you
browser
do that.
History.
Yeah.
Classic private parts crushing Olympic dreams.
Yeah. Just say pole vault, and then whatever term you want to use.
Japan.
Japan. Japan pole
That'll
vault.
Be okay for your search history.
Japan pole vault. Now I don't know. That's gonna. Yeah. That's probably. Wait. Hold on. Let me try that.
I think that'll get
put that in there.
Let
would
me
you
try, okay, yeah.
try that and see if that just if it just
Japan,
pops up that way?
Wait. Japan pole vaulter.
Check out the
New
York Post
comes
headline.
Up. No question.
All right, good.
Classic.
All right, Japan
in
pole.
In fact,
vaulter.
That's all that comes up right there. There's the top 10 stories and lots of pictures and videos.
Because really, Japan's not known for the pole vaulting until this moment. This is the most famous moment in the history of Japanese Olympic pole vaulting.
You're gonna build a statue for him.
Oh.
Just that.
Who's the sculptor going to be? All right, now listen. Here's what we need for this. It's an embarrassing moment. Was this guy about to set some sort of a record too?
I don't know about that, but he was doing. I think he was doing well, and his Olympic dream was crushed by that moment because you don't recover from knocking the bar down.
No. Hello, ladies. Oh, that's going to make him very popular in the Olympic Village.
Or wobble, I guess it didn't.
Yeah, like the oil guy from the opening ceremonies. What was that guy? The guy was all oiled up from
Tongo.
From
the Tonga,
Tonga, right?
Tonga, man.
Tonga, Tongo.
Whatever.
Tongo was a birthday clown. Tonga, the guy, the oiled guy. He apparently has made out like a bandit. He got interviewed by Billy Bush, of all people. Over the weekend, and he said, oh, yeah, it's made him very popular.
Right, he's a taekwondo athlete, but I don't know that he's medaled or anything. He's just very
Doesn't matter.
Popular.
He's very popular.
He wears the oil well.
Right, the ladies like the oil, and they want him to, so he's been able to sort of keep, and I think this Japanese pole vaulter is going to have the same sort of reaction. I think that there's going to, in the Olympic Village at night, there's going to be like a, hey,
well, he could,
that does, that's famous now.
And he could play the sympathy angle, too.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Need to be nursed back to health.
I can't stop watching it. I didn't realize so much gets stuck. It's outrageous.
I thought you know.
Wait,
the,
I have to understand that. Hold on.
Okay, let's.
I have to wait. What?
Debrief.
I mean, it kind of just keeps moving.
If they debriefed,
no, it doesn't.
Been
it's like it's it gets like it like it hangs over the bar a little bit, like it's holding on like hands. You know. I can't stop watching it. It's on replay.
It's kind of three. It's like a three-finger grab is what you're saying there.
This is going to be a gif that will forever live on social media.
Yeah, it's kind of already.
I thought it meme. Just like grazed it, but it.
It kind of does.
No,
are
it
you
hooks.
Watching the same video?
I'll
what
show
website
you. I'm
going
to send you my link. It's pretty good.
That's a wholly different website.
Are you sure you're looking at the same
thing? Yeah. It kind of goes and just slides down the.
All right, okay.
All right, sorry.
Anyway, the point is the man knocked over the bar of the pole vault, and there's a second meaning to the term pole vault.
There's two pole vaults going on in this competition.
Would that be painful, too, probably?
It depends on what hit. If it's what I think hit, then no.
But don't they wear special undergarments for these
you would think.
Occasions?
Like, you would think they would
he's
not.
He's not cupping, that's for sure.
Yeah, follow Michael Phelps' lead.
In my country, we have a special North Korean undergarment that holds entire assembly inside body.
It's like Silence of the Lambs style.
Does a guy watch that and have a hard time seeing it? Like, do you have
mean
a
the
hard
Japanese
time?
Guy?
Yeah,
that just
when you watch
lost
it, you feel
his...
like, ow. Does that happen?
Like every time? Well, it depends. I mean, if it's one of his friends, then it's a problem. You know, if that's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. That ain't going to feel good. But if it's the main attraction, I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think he's going to look at that and go, oh, man. For the one time. You know, I think what he's really thinking there is when you see the video, you'll understand what I'm saying here. What he's really thinking there of all the times for this to have been a problem. It's really never been a problem before. And now it's a problem.
Also, technology got him because now they have little cameras that they can put right at the top of the pole, so it caught it perfectly down the line.
No question. It would not be missed. Whereas normally, like, no, no, that didn't happen.
Right. Oh, he just brushed it. Or he was too low. Now we find out, because of technology, you wonder how many times has this happened in pole vaulting history before? That this is a fairly common thing.
Exactly.
This is where there must be like a nickname for it when it happens.
Yeah, all the ones I just came up with are too.
Yeah, yeah. It's WGN.
Yeah, sorry.
They're going to name it after, like, you know how like a guy has a special move?
Oh, no.
Right? And they name it after him. Right, you know, the Fosbury flop, and then the whatever everybody's like,
oh, Hiroki Ojeda.
It's the Ojeda
pulling the Ojeda.
Yeah, you got
Classic
Ojeda.
Classic Ojeda.
Wow. Oh no, I hope your Ojeda doesn't get in the way.
Oh, Ojeda.
Oh yeah. Ojeda. Oh, Ojeda. He got Hiroki'd. Is it Hiroki'd better?
Yeah, Hiroki.
Yeah.
I
got Hiroki'd.
Just don't
it's
Hiroki
cuter.
Yourself.
Yeah. Oh, he got Hiroki'd. Oh. Oh, that was a Hiroki. Put your Ojeda back in your pants. All right, here is Violetta. Oh, she got to switch screens right now because she has no idea
what traffic is.
What the traffic's
happening.
Like? She hasn't been studying. She's been looking at the Hiroki.
Yeah, Hiroki.
Vote for Trump. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Oh God.
Man of hell.
Guy gets fired from Major League Baseball for playing this in the locker room. essentially what happened, I think, this Papelbaum guy is a pitcher of the Washington Nationals, and the next thing you know, they're like, yeah, you know, he's available now to other teams. Yeah, he says it's because he's conservative and he likes Trump, and the whole rest of the world isn't quite sure about Trump.
Is that really the reason, though?
I don't think so. Kev, what was the real reason for that? And then I'm going to get to why Ryan Lochte was lying.
But Papelbon? I mean, he wanted out of there. I mean, you remember last season, him and Bryce Harper were basically fist fighting in the dugout while they were in first place. It's like, okay.
Right.
All right, way to be a teammate there. But some people actually do say behind doors he's a good teammate, but he's a little wacky. A little wacky. I think he hangs out with Ryan Lochte too much. Those two.
And by the way, if he's good, he's got an ERA over 4 right now, which,
right.
By the way, and most of the White Sox would take him. But the Cubs apparently not interested in him. Is that what you just said?
No one's really brought it up. The Cubs say they are still looking to add pieces, and people are just sort of spitballing because Papelbon pitched for the Red Sox when Theo was there, when they won the World Series.
Oh, that's the
there's some ties there, and the Cubs have said they want to, again, add pieces, so... People just look at it. He's a big name. He's had a great career, all-star career and things like that. Obviously not as dominant as he used to be. We'll see, though.
But he likes his Rodney Carrington guy. He likes the musician Rodney Carrington who's got the Donald Trump song. And
right.
He's also got a song that plays off in country bars late at night called, Blank Blanks and Beer. It's a reference to boobs, but it's a word that starts with T and ends with E's.
Can I buy a vowel?
Yeah.
No, apparently if you go on social media, apparently at his concerts, women are well known to display that.
Display their boobs during the Blank Blank and Beer song
when it's actually performed.
Mm-hmm. He also has this song.
I like older women, how about you? 19's are good to look at, but they're too young for my loving. 20s are fun, but they're not done. You need to stick them back in the oven. At 33, they're divorced and free, but now they hate all men. But at 42, they love but want to get married again. No, I like older women. How about you?
He's a storyteller.
Is that true about 42-year-olds?
It is. Let me say that... here's the problem. He's having trouble. He's having trouble with the rhyming scheme on that.
I don't know if that's the only problem with that song.
All right, now.
What did I not know about this Rodney Carrington guy?
All right, now, I won't tell the story now. In 20s, now, Clem! Clem, what rhymes with 20s?
That's a hard one. Other than
what rhymes with grow? All right. Wait, what's it? We got one more song. Bowling trophy wife. Oh my god.
Yeah, she weighs 190 and she looks real good. At least she does to me. She don't wear no fancy clothes when we go out to eat. She likes craft beer and onion rings, betting on the game. I ask her to marry me when she belched out my name. Yeah, other guys like trophy wives with tiny little waist. They'll find yachts and caviar to suit their champagne taste. Me, I like them husky with an appetite for life. Ooh, I thank God for giving me my bowling trophy wife.
All right. Now, I just want to say that if the Jonathan Papelbon was playing this in the locker room.
Yeah, he was playing. Wasn't he playing as the media was interviewing people or something?
He was playing the Trump song the media said, but.
If
that bowling trophy wife, don't you think everybody's just to get up and line dance in the middle of that? It's a catchy tune. All right.
I'll have to look into getting me some. What's his name again? Carrington? Rodney Carrington.
Rodney Carrington. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. All right. I teased this before. I have figured out what happened with Ryan Lochte.
Well, people are saying that he lied. There was no robbery, that it didn't happen. But the Olympic Committee is saying that there was something that happened as they headed into the Olympic Village in a taxi. It's a very curt statement from the USOC, but they're saying that something did happen. Or at least confirming their stories.
Yeah, well, okay. I know what happened. Hmm. This is so simple. So completely simple.
We should say it's the police investigating, saying that there is no evidence to support their
account. Police have said that. Lochte's attorney says, no, it absolutely happened.
Yeah. But, am I going to go with the real police? I don't think so. Am I going to go with the Brazilian National Guard or whatever they are? I don't think so. They can't even clean up the water. They're lying about why the diving pool smells like flatulence, right? They're lying about everything. But in this case, I'm gonna tell you this right now: there isn't a single guy alive who doesn't know exactly what happened here.
Okay, I'm lost. What do you mean? What happened?
I'll tell you about it after Violetta's WGN
Trouble
Spots.
Oh, I can't
right
get
now.
Through my trouble spots without it.
All right.
So you're going to tell your story here?
I am.
Good.
I have figured out what happened with Ryan Lochte, the Olympic swimmer, who said he was held up at gunpoint. This is what he told the press.
He talked to Billy Bush, didn't he? Wasn't that his first interview?
Yeah. This was Ryan Lochte's explanation for what occurred.
How's that working?
Here's Ryan Lochte explaining what happened.
I'm a knight. Who pulled you over?
I was with a couple swimmers. We were coming back from the friend's house, and we got pulled over in our taxi, and these guys came out with a badge, a police badge. No lights, no nothing, just a police badge. They pulled us over. They pulled out their guns. They told the other swimmers to get down on the ground. They got down on the ground. I refused. I was like, we didn't do anything wrong. So I'm not getting down on the ground. And then the guy pulled out his gun. He cocked it, put it to my forehead, and said, get down. And I was like, I put my hands up. I was like, whatever. He took our money. He took my wallet. And then.
But he left your cell phone, he left your credential.
He left my cell phone, he left my credential, but he took my wallet and he took all the guys in his pet.
Okay.
Okay, so he said that there were fake police officers, he tried to resist, and they robbed him.
And the real police said they talked to a bunch of to the other people in the car, and they gave differing stories. Well, I don't actually doubt that they were robbed. Here's what I doubt. What they were doing, and why they all had a different story. They had just gone to the French House,
which is like a very popular shishi nightclub in the area.
Yes, it was up in the hill, which you have to go through apparently some bad neighborhoods in Rio, which is everything, including the diving pool, to get to where you have to go.
Hashtag worth it.
Yeah.
Well, and what were the other stories, though? What did his teammates say? You said they all had different stories?
Yeah, they had inconsistent stories about where they were and how this happened.
Well, they also could have been drunk, and so they were worried about calling the police to report it because they'd be, you know, intoxicated. I don't know. There could be
hookers.
That part of it.
Hookers. That is the answer to this question. Hookers.
And you know from experience?
I know. I'm just telling
you.
Well,
when he was in the Olympics last time?
Right, exactly. last time I was
in London.
I was actually in the Pan American Games. I was actually in the World Cup in Rio.
What was your sport?
Drink.
Hopefully not pole vaulting. That was very dangerous.
Pole vaulting. I won, though. It was funny. It was like
very
nothing happened.
Dangerous.
I went right over the thing. Not an issue. I don't understand.
There was air between there.
Yeah, there was just, I was like, hey, but fine. It's like a Ken doll. I got nothing going on. I said, what? Right over the thing. Anyway, the point is that that's an inside joke for people who were here earlier.
People
I suppose,
who don't know, yeah. Go Google yeah. Japan pole vaulter and what
they
happened to him.
They did not win the pole vault.
We're going to talk about that.
He didn't even qualify because the poor guy.
They didn't win in any way, shape, or
also
form.
Was not wearing the correct undergarments. We
yes.
confirmed all of those things.
Stacey St. Clair will join us to talk about that coming up after 6:10. She's in Rio, and that's apparently the talk of Rio is this guy's itty-bitty package screwing up his chances to medal in pole vaulting.
But that's not what you're talking about.
No!
You got to get back to the
back
story.
To Ryan Lochte. Thank you. Sure. Thank you, Anna. Sure. I appreciate it.
I want to hear the theory. I think this
so
is
So the theory is that. Here's
yeah,
my theory.
Away from that story, on to the hooker. Okay,
here's
let's go back
way,
to that story.
Here is my theory on what happened here with Ryan Lochte. Ryan Lochte and his boys, you know, it's over for him. He's done. He's, you know, his hair turned blue in the pool because he didn't see that coming.
Boys' night out.
Yeah, and it's like, everybody's done. Let's blow off some steam. Hey, we're going to the French Club, man. Ooh, cool. Let's go. All right, bros. Oh, let's go.
Let's get some za.
Yeah, let's get some za, and maybe we get, you know, maybe we get a little, you know, action.
I would think if you're Ryan Lochte, you wouldn't have any trouble getting action.
You know what?
Just my guess.
Let's go crush some A, man. You're going to crush it. That's what we're going to do.
Bro.
Okay, tap that.
He would be fine if he didn't talk.
Right. He's such a moron, this guy. He's a reality show. He's the only guy ever to lose a reality show because he was too stupid. So he goes... So they go up to this French club or whatever, mm-hmm. and they find some, you know, female party guests. Mm-hmm. Dudes, let's go back. You know what? Forget about, like, the Olympic Village. Let's go back. I got a hotel mm-hmm. in, like, downtown Rio, man. Let's go. We're going to crush it. And then okay. and then they find these girls, and, like, we're going to go with you, man. You're Ryan Lochte. I like your blue hair. Right? And so they're like hanging
Sorry
out
for
with
anyone
the
we're offending.
With the Brazilian with the Brazilian ladies, which you know they're very plentiful in Brazil in Rio. The sex trade is
yes.
alive and well in Rio,
mm-hmm. and it's right? sad because of
don't
the
bring
extreme
us down.
Poverty. I won't.
But there's
just make
but,
sure.
They know how to facilitate a good time.
Yes, and these
is
are
it legal.
And I'm
no.
Who knows? But it's real.
It is.
But the point is this: that there are also it's a high end. There's a lot of people I know over the years who gone down there for exactly this.
Interesting.
You go down to get their wives go down to get a face job and then a nose job, and then the guys go down for another form
for
of employment.
Job. Another
yeah.
type of
yeah. So so the point is that they've got this like you know there's like a whole. Industry down there of this. So, but they end up because Lockie's too stupid to figure out how to do it. He's down there and he picks up the band of hookers who's going to be in the car with them that's going to get them robbed. Mm-hmm. Because they're getting on their cell phone and they're telling the guys, you know, remember that badge you stole from the police officer? Or the guy's a part-time police officer? Come on down. Remember the police were protesting at the airport. Hey, we're on strike. We gave our badges to robbers, to bandits.
The only problem is, though, they wouldn't if they were with prostitutes. They wouldn't be just a mile or two away from the Olympic Village going back in because you wouldn't ever get them back. You wouldn't get them in there without your credentials.
Perhaps they'd already left the accompaniment.
By the way, it is legal in Rio.
Prostitution is legal?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get some facts into the story that Ro has made up.
Ro, when are we going to
Rio? Yes, it is legal in Rio because there are no laws against it.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sex trade is a huge part of Rio. It's a big part of the whole deal. And so, but again, instead of going with the higher, Lockie's looking for like the discount is my guess.
He could have also been, you know, on some sort of substance or drunk or something. I mean, there'd been a reason why the thing is they didn't call police. And you would think that they would have called police immediately. So now police are doubting their story because they said all of them got, when they interviewed each of them, it didn't.
Lochte said today he didn't initially call or report it. He's like, he said they were afraid they'd get in trouble or something.
He said afraid
yeah, right.
to get in trouble.
Why would they be afraid they were getting in trouble? Like, unless they were doing something wrong.
Maybe they were going back to the village to get more money.
Yeah.
I'm going to need 700 from you. What? I only have 500, dude. He's the kind of guy that calls women dude.
I've got right? Let's not lose them.
I'll throw in a silver medal.
All right, that ends that. Stacey St. Clair's in Rio.
Olympics.
We have bigger problems right now. Or actually, in this case, Stacey's smaller problems.
Mm-hmm.
We started the show with this today, and now apparently we're going to come near the end of the show with this story. This poor SOB from Japan.
How poor. I mean, he wasn't going to make the finals anyway, and he goes out in this sort of spectacular way. I don't know. Are we really feeling sorry for him? I don't know.
His manhood got in the way of him making the finals of the pole vaulting. He's there at the Olympic Stadium in Rio. He's got the pole. He's got the vault, right? He's running toward it. I don't know how high it was at this point, and really it's irrelevant. He stabs the pole into that little hole, and then he jumps up over, and right as he's about to cross the bar, he's just
his leg kind of hits it at first, a little bit.
Which leg?
His body kind of comes over the pole, and then woohoo! Boom. Something comes out of his pants, hits.
It doesn't come out. It's in the pants.
Hits the bar, and then it knocks the bar over. The man's manhood knocked the bar off the pole vaulting stanchions, and then he lost. Did I have that right?
Almost, I would say.
That is right. He has a Twitter account, but it's in Japanese, so I just asked the Japanese reporter here to translate it for me. And they said that he doesn't know if the photo that's out there is doctored or not. But he said, if it's true, he may consider filing an appeal against himself. I'm not sure that's even within the rules. But, I mean, I think he's joking. He's not going to file appeal. But I think he seems to be enjoying the moment, at least on Twitter.
Oh, that's good.
Enjoying that, you know.
Yeah.
He's all over the world with his manhood proclaimed. So he seems to be liking that moment.
Has it helped or hurt his way with the ladies?
Yeah, see, this is the thing. Stacey, I think there's the point. It's only 8 o'clock there right now. Yes. We don't really know for sure.
That's a tomorrow question, I think.
Yeah.
I think you got to check in with us and say, hey, the nightclub scene with the Japan pole vaulter. Is he like the new guy from, what is it, what's that island?
Tongan. He's replaced the Tongan. Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably. His Tinder is probably lighting up right now in the village.
Yeah, I would think.
He changed his profile. I'm the pole vault guy from Japan.
Just a screenshot, I think, profile. Of that moment that would do the trick.
Because this is all over the internet. This is the video. There's like from every angle. There's like more video of this than like, it's like the Zapruder film, right? There's like, you see it. And you need to have Kevin Costner out there. Yeah. Now right here, you see right here where the manhood comes out of of the shorts.
There's every angle for you to check out in case you're interested.
Back and to the left. And then back to the, cannot possibly do this. It's interesting because he's got like, it looked like he's got clearance, and then all of a sudden
he's coming down by the time this happens.
Yeah.
He's like, he's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then right there onto the pole.
I know, but like, you know, nobody will forget him. Whereas if, you know, cause this happened Saturday. So, I mean, nobody will forget him now. And if he had just, you know, gotten out of the, you know, the competition like he normally does by just not making the height, like, who would be talking about him right now? Nobody.
That's true.
Maybe his mom.
His mom's definitely not talking about him now. This is right now his mom's getting all those calls, and the mom's like, oh, no, my son, no. I don't know what that would sound like in Japanese, but it would be basically the same concept, right? It's, oh, no. Oh, no. Ma. That's my son. Yeah. Ma! My junk fell out of my pants! And I lost the pole vaulting!
I bet it sounds exactly like that in Japanese. I'm sure that's perfect.
He's a millennial.
We understand that.
Right? I mean, that's what happened. Mom! You packed the wrong underwear! His mother's like, sorry, honey.
I have not analyzed other pole vaulters, but is there another way of sort of, you know, something they wear underneath this uniform?
Cup?
Yeah. Is that what you do? And he just...
Yeah, but
a cup
would have done
cup.
It, too.
No.
Yeah, a cup would have knocked the...
What? Have you ladies worn a cup before?
No,
keeps it all there.
Cup's going to hold that all up inside.
Well, maybe it should have just been positioned better.
He was not wearing underwear,
and
he's wearing those, like they're wearing like silk shorts anyway.
He's
it's like 50 Shades of Grey when they go up there to you know, do this pole vaulting. and stuff moved around. It shouldn't have been moving around. That should not move around.
Needs to learn the old Texas tuck for his next vault.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not tuckable. I don't know, but there's a thing.
That's true.
That's why Kim Jong Un had all of the genitals removed from from the Korean team, so that nothing could happen.
He makes them wear Spanx.
Right? Not even. Oh, we have a surgery right before you go to Rio de Janeiro. Anyway, all right, Stacey. I'm sorry. Anyway, can I ask you another question?
Sure.
I don't think you're gonna like this one either. This Ryan Lochte story is getting weirder and weirder. Now, the real police are saying that the story doesn't exactly add up. They're not going to pursue looking for whoever these people are who held up Ryan Lochte. They're not sure it actually happened. He says yes.
Right.
His cash is gone. I am of the belief that he was actually I think he was robbed by hookers. Is my theory on this.
And I wonder if he was just drinking excessively and was really drunk, so didn't want to call police. I don't know. It does seem odd he didn't call police.
I that doesn't strike me as odd here because, you know, what's going to happen? What are you going to call police? You know, you were armed by people, you were just robbed by people who claimed to be police. So that doesn't strike me as odd. But what did strike me as odd was how everything... the USOC, or what struck me as careful, is everything that USOC issued in regard to this was always, like, the first four words were according to the athletes. You know, it was always attributed directly to them and never just sort of stated as a fact from the USOC. Mm-hmm. And even I think when we were talking about it, we kept saying, well, Lochte says, there was always something weird about the story. Even if it did happen, the whole idea of him like not getting down on the ground when the armed
when the guy pulls a gun and puts it at your head, yeah.
And he was like, "Whatever." Like that whole thing sounded did not ring very true to me. But not to say it didn't happen at all, but just sort of, you know, that story didn't. That part of the story I thought was very
I'll tell you
odd.
Something. A guy pulls out a gun. I'm going down faster than a Japanese pole vaulter's manhood. I am hitting that ground.
But Lochte's not exactly known for his incredibly high IQ, right? When he does the interviews, he's like, whatever.
Dude.
He has that way about him.
Dude, what's with the...
Yeah.
Dude, is that a gun? I can't see it. It's on my forehead. No, pull it back. I can't see. Is that a gun?
He told USA Today we were afraid we'd get in trouble. So that's why we didn't
cause
a lot of attention. Because remember, this actually got called out because his mother was told, and she put something on Facebook about how, you know, upset she was. And then
was giving interviews. Yeah, she was giving interviews, like, to Australia media and U.S. media. Like, all over the world she was giving interviews. And, you know, the USOC at the same time was scrambling to try to, like, you know, basically wake these guys up and ask them, okay, what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not good. Between Ryan Lochte's mother and the Japanese pole vaulter's mother.
They're both.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, all the women are calling, all of her friends are calling her, did you see what happened to your son? I did. I didn't want to talk about it.
He's still sleeping right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't talk to him.
Yes, don't wake him up. He is still sleeping right now.
All right.
What else should we be talking about, Stacey? What's going on?
Did they fix the poo water yet in the diving pool? Because last night,
they
did, because last night they were still talking about it. There was more concern that this was still an issue.
Well, I mean, the water does not look when they dive in like crystal clear, like the camera view that we're used to me does not look crystal clear, but it looks non-green. Which
yeah, but
I think
it's mucusy though. It's like mucusy, and I don't think that. Mm. I mean, the guys are starting to complain, which is really interesting. This is just tells you that women don't complain as much as guys claim they do, mm-hmm. because when it's now the guys' turn, right? First week was women divers, and now it's the men, and the men are all like, I cannot dive in this. I cannot dive in this. Did you see this? And the women are like, oh, whatever. We're in.
Yeah, they called it the swamp, and they just competed. Yeah. They just went about their business.
Yeah. And the guys are all, they're all like, ew. Which is weird. I don't know what it says. I don't know what it says about divers, uh-huh. or it says about this deal. I don't know, but and I would be among them. By the way, I'd be the first one going, I am not getting in that.
I would be hesitant too. But I guess if you live your whole life for that one moment, you deal with it. I also, Stacey, I know we got to run here too. But Kent Farrington, yes. You did a great, awesome story about him.
Oh, thanks.
He's a Chicago graduate. Who knew he's in the equestrian events, and he got his start by going to like the carriage barn in Old Town, right?
Exactly. And he got his start at the carriage barns in Old Town. You know, riding the horses that pull the carriages for tourists. And he had a great day today. He's leading the U.S. team. Two error-free rides so far, and the U.S. is in first, heading into the finals tomorrow, largely because of Kent.
That's
a really big deal.
In which equestrian event?
Jumping.
But he got to start with the carriage riding facility here. I thought that was so incredible.
She got those things to
amazing,
jump.
Right?
Let's hope he doesn't come back to that, because then it'd be a bunch of dented cabs.
Oh, can you imagine?
Would be my guess. That won't
be
so good.
Nice way to get through traffic.
Yeah. All right, Stacey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stacey.
Anytime, guys.
All
Bye.
Right. Thank you for allowing us to ruin your career. Thank you. A respected journalist.
I didn't notice that she did talk about the pole vaulter in her pieces that she officially filed for the Chicago Tribune.
This guy is now internationally famous. He has, not since John Bobby... Or John Wayne Bobby, or what was that guy's name? John Wayne Bobbitt. Not since John Wayne Bobbitt
that guy.
Has the world discussed one man's junk as much as, well, maybe, actually, no, I take that back. This guy, John Wayne Bobbitt.
It's like the Anthony Weiner.
Weiner, right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
There's got to be all sorts of endorsement opportunities here. Underwear lines.
Viagra.
Maybe make an appearance in a certain video.
Yeah, Viagra's not the
no.
I don't know.
Having problems?
Celebrities for Viagra. Oh, God.
There's something there. Yeah.
There is something there.
Well,
I don't know what the
Yeah, there was something
Japanese.
There, which is the problem.
You shouldn't touch it, though. Just leave it there.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone.
You just leave it alone, and it's gravity.
Or maybe next time, do something to it. Mm-hmm. Cupping. Violetta said earlier.
The poor mother. So, please just stop calling the house, would you?
What's the dad say? Yeah, it's my boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a
or
moment
maybe
of
the
pride.
Opposite.
I don't know that he's saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's not like a moment of great pride. I mean, if you're going to knock the beam over or whatever the thing is
knock
called,
it over.
If you're going to knock it over with something.
Break it in half.
that's it to be impressive, not what just happened there.
Right.
Not
like
the little.
Barely kind of, clipping it.
Yeah, sort of barely clipping it, sort of just. Just you know, just not. It's you know,
just there to get in the way, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's an unfortunate situation.
It really
right
is.
Yeah, it's almost embarrassing. The dad is like, "No, it's not my son. I don't know. He is adopted." That's what the father is saying right now to all of his friends we're calling. They want to go have coffee at the McDonald's to talk to him about this.
McDonald's.
No, he's not my son.
The mailman.
He looked just like the mailman. And he's not. And the mom is like, I just feel so bad for him. All right. If you have not seen the video, I know we're now talking like over people's heads. We have to intentionally because of what happened in this video. It is just look up Japanese pole vaulter.
And we have checked. You can Google just that.
Japanese pole vaulter. That's all you need.
You don't need the rest.
It explains what happened. He knocked over the, he unfortunately did not continue on in the competition because he knocked over the bar.
One of the videos keeps showing it over and over, and it zooms in each time.
That's the one that I watched.
But I just want to say the bar. Rob Martier is still laughing.
Yes.
Oh.
So just in case you didn't see it, here it is. He knocked over the pole vaulting, not with one part of his body that probably shouldn't have been exposed at that moment. Let's put it that way. Is that a nice way of putting
it? That's a great way of putting it. Yeah. And he looked like he was very much in pain.
When he landed?
When he was sort of reeling off, they're peeling off of the bar after he hit it.
Because he knew what happened. Because he felt that brush, mm-hmm. right? You're not going to miss that. You're going to know that happened. And you're going to, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, come on.
Well, how is that beam held up? I mean, it's got to be pretty precarious.
No,
like,
I think
it's
just
like he karate chopped it. I mean, it's like the little whisper of a movement and boom.
I know what he's thinking, right, too. It's like my whole life. People have been making fun of this my whole life, and now look at it.
You know what he's telling? He's like, no, that's really hard to knock the pole off. Trust me, it's really hard to knock that thing off.
He's telling the story a little differently, yeah, a little differently.
So anyway, so I'm going over.
First person to do that, yeah. No big deal.
Yeah. If he'd done this before the age of YouTube, he would have been able to say that. Yeah, so I'm going over.
He's in the
Olympic
I
used all
village.
My muscles.
Yep, yeah, and then all of a sudden, you know,
the bolts came out when I hit it.
The monster came out, you know. Uh-huh. Decided to, you know, make himself known and smack that thing. And, you know, as a matter of fact, that bar, it flew off that into the third row.
It's now warped.
Another one.
Yep, the International Olympic Committee, they charged me for that pole because I bent it in half.
Launched it into the stands.
Yeah. But, yeah. Except now in the era of YouTube, he's like, yeah, I will. So it's I'm going home. All right. Mm-hmm. For the Japanese pole vaulter.
Why don't you just call him? He obviously used it.
It's an endorsement opportunity.
It always is. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick might be Chicago's Best.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There are so many versions of the video of this Japanese pole vaulter on the internets right now. Finally, somebody other than a Kardashian has broken the internet by showing off a body part.
But you know what's funny? We could never point him out in a lineup. I haven't looked at his face once.
All right, you're like analyzing it as he makes his way over the bar.
Eyes up here.
You get that a lot, Kevin?
All the time. Come on, ladies. I'm a man. I'm human.
Yeah. The headlines are really the most incredible thing.
They're great.
The headline, New York Post headlines, the Daily Mail headlines. I've never seen the technical, you know, scientific word for junk ever used more in headlines.
Greatest Olympic story ever, I think.
It may be.
Be up there.
Right. They should have him. He should be the guy who douses the flame at the end of the Olympics. They should have him come up. He's at the closing ceremonies.
By peeing on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, they should have him.
Have him just for good times try to do one more pole vault. Let's see what happens. This time, actually try to do that again. We want to see if you can pull that off. That's just impressive now.
Oh, okay.
They need to have him marching with that guy from Tonga. You know, just the two of them, the sex symbols of the Olympics.
Tonga's so last week. I'm all about the Japanese pole vaulter.
Yeah, Japanese pole vaulters are the saddest story of the Olympic Games.